Thank you. Okay. So the key Bible passage is found in Matthew 18:21-22.
今天我们用的圣经是 马太福音18章21到22节。
Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times.
那时彼得进前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？ 到7次可以吗？ 耶稣说，我对你说，不是到7次，乃是到70个7次。
Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, please bless our time here today and teach us from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, I've never preached on the pulpit before in my life.
我以前从来没有站在讲台上讲到过。
So this is my first time here.
所以这是第一次。
Topic of forgiveness is dear to my heart.
这关于原谅的信息对我来说是很亲密的一件一个信息。
So I took a lot of the message from this book, The Bait of Satan by John Bevere.
所以我今天要讲的有很大一部分是从John Bevere的这本书, 撒旦的诱饵里面来的。
This is a book I would recommend for those struggling with past hurts and offenses and want to learn to forgive.
对，如果你在过去的生命中曾经受到过很深的伤害，想学习原谅的话，我很建议你读这本书。
Forgiveness is one of the hardest things for me to do.
对我来说，原谅是很难的一件事。
Long after I'm offended, I want to forgive.
在别人冒犯过我之后，很长一段时间，我会想要原谅他。
But when I remember what the other person said or did, I get angry and upset.
但每次当我想起来他说的话或者做的事的时候，我都会很生气。
Let us read the parable that Jesus told after Peter asked him about forgiveness. So it's after.
让我们一起来读一下主耶稣基督所讲的一个比喻。
So Jesus said this. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him.
天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账，才算的时候，有人带了一个欠1000万银子的来。
Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. As the servant fell on his knees before him, be patient with me, he begged, and I'll pay back everything.
因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还，那仆人就俯伏拜他，说，主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。
The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴欠他10两银子，便揪着他掐住他的喉咙，说：“你把所欠的还我。”
His fellow servant fell on his knees and begged him, be patient with me and I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt.
他的同伴就俯伏央求他，说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。他不肯，竟去把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said, I cancel all the debt of yours because you begged me to.
众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事都告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说：你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。
Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
你不应当连续你的同伴像我连续你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
So we learn a few things from this passage. One of the things we learned is that God has forgiven us a lot and more than we can forgive others.
所以我们从这几节圣经里可以学到很多的东西。那第一个、第一门功课就是神、给我们很大很大的原谅，比我们所能给予其他的原谅要多得多。
We owe a lot to God. He has forgiven us a lot, much more than we could forgive others. We deserve to go to hell, but He has saved us with the precious blood of Jesus.
Yeah, 我们欠神的债实在是很多，所以我们都值得下地狱，但是神却原谅了我们，因为主耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以得到拯救。
The second thing we learn,If we do not forgive others, God will not forgive us.
那第二门功课就是，如果我们不原谅其他人的话，那神也不会原谅我们。
In Matthew 16:14-15, we are told, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins."
在马太福音第六章14-15节，圣经里说，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Lastly, we learn that we are inflicting suffering on ourselves by not forgiving others.
然后最后我们也从这里面学到，如果我们不原谅别人的话，那么我们也会伤害我们自己。
So Matthew 18:34, we read, In anger, his master handed him over to jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed.
在刚才我们读的马太福音18:34里面说，主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。
Often we want to forgive, but we find it hard to forgive. We often ask, why does this person say or do such a thing?
有很多时候我们想要去原谅别人，但是却发现很难做到。我们总是问自己说，那个人为什么会说这样的话，为什么会做这样的事。
Jesus when he was on the cross had this to say.
但主耶稣在十字架上的时候，他是这样说的。
I read from Luke 23:34a. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
在路加福音23:34前半节说，当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
Very often the person that offends us does not intend to. Sometimes we think the other person knows what he or she is doing, but actually he does not know.
很多时候冒犯我们的人，他们其实并不知道他们在做什么。我们会以为他们故意要伤害我们，其实他们、本意并不是这样。
It's difficult to accept this.
这是一个很难接受的真理。
Sometimes a person offends us on purpose because he or she dislikes us.
有的时候有的人确实是故意要冒犯我们，因为他们不喜欢我们。
Ultimately, forgiveness is hard because we are hurting on the inside.
然后最后呢，就是原谅是很困难的，因为我们里面受到很重的伤害。
We want to be free from hurt.
我们想要脱离这些伤害。
Before we look at how to forgive, let's look at the life of Jesus.
在我们看怎么样去原谅别人之前，我们先来看一看主耶稣基督的生命。
Did Jesus offend anyone?
主耶稣有没有冒犯过别人？
Apparently, Jesus offended a lot of people.
显然耶稣冒犯了很多人。
Who did Jesus offend? Jesus offended the money changers in the temple by overturning their tables.
耶稣在清理圣殿的时候，他冒犯了那些兑换银钱的人。
He drove those selling animals out of the temple court.
他把那些卖动物的人从圣殿里面赶出去。
He offended the Pharisees and other religious leaders so much so that they plotted to kill him.
他如此的冒犯了法利赛人和其他的宗教领袖，他们以至于他们想要杀害耶稣。
He offended his hometown people at Nazareth.
他也冒犯了他自己家乡的人。
He offended his own followers.
他甚至也冒犯了他自己的门徒。
He offended John the Baptist.
他也冒犯了施洗约翰。
Did Jesus apologize to any of these people?
那耶稣有没有向这些人道歉呢？
Why didn't he do so?
他为什么没有向这些人道歉？
Because Jesus was doing the will of his Father.
因为耶稣在行天父的旨意。
On John 8:28 we read, So Jesus said,When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just as what my Father has taught me.
在约翰福音八章二十八节里面，所以耶稣说：“你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话，乃是照着父所教训我的。”
Let's look at another Bible passage.
让我们再看另外一段圣经。
It's from Matthew 17:24-27.
是在马太福音十七章二十四到二十七节。
After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma temple tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?"
到了加百农，有收丁税的人来见彼得，说：“你们的先生不纳丁税吗？”
Yes, he does, he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. What do you think, Simon? He asked, From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own children or from others?
彼得说，那，他进了屋子。耶稣先向他说，西门，你的意思如何？世上的君王向谁征收关税、丁税？是向自己的儿子呢？是向外人呢？
From others, Peter answered. Then the children are exempt, Jesus said to him. But so that we may not cause offense, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch. Open its mouth, and you'll find a 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours.
彼得说是向外人。耶稣说，既然如此，儿子就可以免税了。但恐怕触犯他们，你且往海边去钓鱼，把先钓上来的鱼拿起来，开了他的口，必得1块钱，可以拿去给他们，做你我的税银。
What is different this time?
这次有什么不同？
Jesus said he was exempt from paying the temple tax, so why did he pay it?
耶稣说他可以不用交丁税，但为什么最后他还是交了呢？
He did not want to offend others by exerting his rights.
因为他不想因为坚持自己的权利而去冒犯别人。
Jesus was on earth to serve others.
耶稣到这个世上来是要服侍别人。
May we all learn from Jesus' example.
让我们都来学习主耶稣基督的榜样。
Coming back to forgiveness, how do we forgive others when it's difficult to?
再回到原谅的功课上来。在我们觉得很难做到的时候，我们怎样去原谅别人呢？
It starts with prayer.
是要从祷告来开始。
Matthew 5:44 says, But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
马太福音五章四十四节这样说，只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
What do we pray for those we want to forgive?
那对那些我们想要去原谅的人，我们要怎样来祷告呢？
What do we pray for those whom we love?
那我们怎么样去为那些我们爱的人祷告呢？
So it's the same way. We pray that God bless them.
我们这两种祷告应该都是同样的，然后我们要让神来祝福他们。
Pray that they have a good day.
让他们有好的一天。
Pray for wisdom from God.
让他们有从神来的智慧。
Sometimes you need to talk to that person.
有的时候我们需要去跟他们来讲话。
Ask God to help you show love to that person.
然后我们要让神来帮助我们，让我们可以去来向他们表达我们的爱。
First Peter 4 verse 8 says, Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins.
彼得前书四章八节说，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
When I was showing this message to my wife yesterday, she showed me something from the Art of Marriage, which is what we're using for our English fellowship group.
昨天我在跟我的太太凯莉来讲今天的这个信息的时候，然后她把这本书就是婚姻的艺术来给我看。我们现在英语小组正在用这本书来学习。
So it's true forgiveness. True forgiveness is not conditional.
一个真实的原谅它不是有条件的。
Meaning we do not set conditions.
所以呢我们不应该为我们的原谅来设任何的条件。
True forgiveness is not forgetting everything that has happened.
那真实的原谅不是说忘记过去发生了什么事情。
True forgiveness is also not pretending that something did not happen.
然后原谅也不意味着说我们假装什么事情都没有发生。
And lastly, true forgiveness is not an automatic cure for the hurt.
然后真实的原谅也不是自动就可以让我们不会再受感觉到我们的伤害。
It's not an instant solution.
所以它不是一个及时的解决。
So what is it? It's a choice.
那什么是真的原谅呢？
It's a choice to set one free from the debt of offense.
那这是一个选择，是让我们愿意来让我们可以从这个被伤害的这个债里面被释放出来。
It's an attitude of letting go of resentment and vengeance.
所以这是一个态度，是让我们主动要放手，把主动的把我们心里的怨恨还有要报复的心要放弃掉。
It's a first step of rebuilding trust.
这也是重建信任的第一步。
Most of all, it's an act of obedience to God.
最重要的呢，这是对神的顺服。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, help us to learn from Jesus how to conduct our lives. Help us to forgive others just as you have forgiven us. Help us to love those we find difficult to love.Help us to live as children of light in this dark world. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.